Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
It's our Americans. Let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Tuesday, October 18th. 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So are you ready to retire? You know, with the historically long work weeks, no pay raises in 18 years, not to mention that boss who always seems to smell like egg salad. Well, retirement may be financially beneficial according to AOL Finance. You could save money. For instance, on commuting, no more gas. You could save money on payroll taxes. You could save money on saving for your retirement. Also, you can save on your life and your disability insurance. And finally, you can save money on clothing. You can just hang out in your sweatpants all day long. All day long. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, another day, another scandal for the Hillary campaign, this time involving Democrat operatives who were paid by the party to cause havoc at Trump events. We'll bring you the latest and do our best to get to the bottom of it all. Also, make that two new scandals for the Hillary camp. This next one involves a member of the State Department offering quid pro quo to the FBI in exchange for a little email help. Apparently, this State Department employee actually knew what the little C meant. And why not go for the trifecta today? New WikiLeaks revelations show that Hillary campaign categorized possible VP picks by flavor. If you weren't offended before, you just might be now, or you're nuts. All that plus FBI agents are starting to voice their displeasure publicly about Director James Comey. But why? Why are they lawyering up? We'll also discuss one new poll that shows Donald Trump may have weathered his latest storm. And is there a possibility that Bernie Sanders may be a factor on November 8th? Ruh-roh. We'll have all that plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here on the Rhino Report. But first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have a lot to get to today, guys, but remember to check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. I reposted an article there. It's almost a year old, but it's like I did it yesterday. It's called Hillary's First 100 Days. And there may be a little twist in it, a little M. Night Shyamalan for you in that blog post. Also, check out new Rhino Rants. You can sign up for our newsletter. I'll get that out tonight. Promise, newsletter tonight. Also, follow me on Twitter, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air, at Rhino on air. Or you can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh baked hot homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive or sun-dried tomato, Sunday, it's our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flowing in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week. 714-879-4022.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. I keep wanting to say Wednesday. I don't think it's a Wednesday. I'm pretty sure it's today's Tuesday. I don't know. That's what 3.5 hours of sleep will do to you. All right, big shout-outs. Shout-outs to everyone listening right now on Red Nation Rising Radio, the Liberty Feed, Monday to Friday at 2 p.m., also live on streaming at talkradio.com, Monday to Friday at 2 p.m., and you can catch the replay at night, midnight Eastern on klrnradio.com. And as always, you can download the CRN app, and we can go wherever you go. CRN Channel 1, 2 p.m. Eastern, every day. Every day and 2 hours in the weekend. How about that? All right. Let's I want to start off by talking about this interview with Melania Trump. It was on Fox and Friends this morning. They were promoting it all night last night. All night on Fox News with Ainsley Earhart. It was a good interview. And you know what? She seems likable. Isn't that a big change from what we kind of have now with the First Lady? I mean, Michelle Obama isn't all that likable. She wants to tell you what you can eat, what you can't eat. I mean, it's these are not the things that Melania will get involved in. Plus, she has a good story. She has a great story. She comes here. She works here. She's on her visa. She gets naturalized. She gets married. Her husband's running for president, just happens to be a billionaire. I mean, she has a good story. She has a story that a lot of us kind of want, right? I mean, we don't mind taking our lumps. And Melania's taken her fair share of lumps. But every once in a while, you want that break. Maybe you even pray for that break. Well, she had it. She got it. And it's a good story. I like how she comes off. And they were asking her about how does it feel when your husband gets attacked by these women and these allegations. And she kind of just says, listen, the video, the audio, that Billy Bush stuff, that was one thing. And he apologized for it. It was 11 years ago, and I forgave him. The other stuff, sort of unsubstantiated. I'm just paraphrasing what she said. But that's what she was saying, was that, listen, let's try to prove this in a court of law. If you can prove in a court of law, then by all means, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it as a couple, as a family. She says her priority is her son, which is what a lot of mothers will say, and a lot of fathers will say that too. See, I think Donald Trump, he gets involved in these, for lack of a better term, these pissing matches with everybody else because he's defending his family first. He's doing what a man really does. No matter what is going on in your life, whether you're running a billion-dollar company, $10 billion company, or running for president, you care how you look in your family's eyes, in your son. He has a young son who I'm sure sees and hears all of this, if not from his classmates, I'm sure TV and everything else. He's around it. Donald Trump cares how he looks to his family. He cares about it. And that, to me, is a good quality. Hillary Clinton doesn't care how she looks to Chelsea and Bill. Bill doesn't care how he looks to Hillary and Chelsea. You see, Donald Trump will fight to the death to defend his own honor. And some people say that's political suicide, but I don't know if it really is. I get it. It's not the normal way you go about doing things. He's not running a normal campaign. And if you think at this point, after the 20 months or whatever it's been that we've been dealing with a Donald Trump candidacy, if you think now, with 21 days to go, now he's going to be running a normal campaign, you're nuts. You're absolutely nuts. He's not going to do it. And when he hired Kellyanne Conway and Steve Bannon, that right there tells you. He said to Paul Manafort, thanks, see you later. That would have been the guy to run a normal campaign. And he sort of replaced Manafort with Lewandowski times two. It's kind of what he did. Minus the whole grabbing reporters' things and throwing them to the ground violently. Wasn't that some story, Michelle Fields? Ah, what a garbage story that was. But he's not going to do it. He's going to defend his family, and I respect that. I think a lot of people who are conservatives, who are alt-right, whatever you want to call yourself, there's so many different names we have for each other now. I think people respect that, too. It seems too planned. You have four women, five women, nine women. What is it? Every woman he's ever seen in his life is now going to come forward? And his wife is supposed to be appalled by this? She's supposed to be offended that 20 days before an election, these women come forward? They know. The Clintons know. The Clinton campaign, their orbit, they know sex sells. You could come out with a video of Hillary Clinton saying the most vile racial slurs on the planet, and that won't hold a candle to somebody who makes just some erroneous allegation against Donald Trump that has to do with some sort of sexual misconduct. It wouldn't hold a candle to it. And while I'm sort of on the topic, that's why these WikiLeaks, they're going to make a dent, but not a huge dent. And all the revelations that are there, and we'll talk about them again today. They are terrible. They are criminal. Forget being qualified to be president. She couldn't be qualified to be a trustee in a prison. But the difference is when they release videos, like the Billy Bush video, that's easier to consume. The viewer it's much easier to consume 2 minutes of video that has subtitles just miraculously on there in the video. No one noticed that. Fox didn't put those there. NBC put those there. It's easier to consume that than it is to consume 12,000 pages of corruption. So somehow they got to find a way to get around this and navigate those waters. But if Donald Trump's going to defend his family, defend his honor, hey, I'm right there with you because I would do the same exact thing. See, the Clintons, they operate in a different fashion. They don't have any friends. Any friends they have are people that donate money to them and expect favors. Hey, there's that quid pro quo thing again. They have to stay in politics, so they stay in power, so they have friends. That's how this all works. Most of these people probably would never associate themselves with someone like Hillary Clinton, or even Bill Clinton for that matter, if it wasn't for the political power they wielded. But did you see Hillary Clinton jump to defend her husband at that last debate when Donald Trump brought up all the different women who've accused him of far worse than kissing them on the side of the mouth? That was the latest accusation. Donald Trump kissed me on the side of my mouth on Mother's Day. Can you believe the nerve this guy has? That was the latest one. But did you see Hillary jump? Did she say, oh my God, I'm going to defend my husband right now? No. No. In fact, they have a debate prep book that's 157 or 59 pages long with how to answer that, how to go back at that. And nowhere in that prep book, which we've seen through WikiLeaks, nowhere in that book was to defend your husband, to stand by your husband. It was deflect and change the topic. Those were all the different ways to combat that. So I don't think what Donald Trump is doing is wrong. Is he punching down a little bit? Yeah, maybe a little bit. But when it comes to how you are perceived in your family's eyes, you got to do whatever you can do. That's what being a man is. We'll be back here in a couple of minutes. You're listening to The Rhino Report. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country, and they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resorts, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha. Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian
Hotel. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month, we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh-baked, hot, homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive or sun-dried tomato. Sunday is our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flowing in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 714-879-4022.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. Catch all the old episodes, all of your favorites. They're all there, I promise. iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. All over. You can follow me on Twitter, at RhinoOnAir, or email me. You can email me questions, concerns, comments, whatever you got. A good joke, a funny picture. Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. So, I don't think Trump is going to change. This is who he is. And we've all had to learn to accept that. If you're going to back him, if you're going to vote for him, you have to kind of accept that this is the guy he is. Now, some of the polls are showing a rebound. Some of the polls are showing, in fact, a further separation, depending on which poll you're looking at. Now, we're not going to do polls right this second, but I do want to put this out there so I can say I told you so in 21 days. What's going to happen is you're going to see this separation. As early voting starts, people want to vote for the winner. That seems to be human nature. They want to vote for a winner. So the polls start spreading out. Hillary's winning by 11. She's winning by 12. Why even bother showing up? She's winning by a million. Why isn't she 50 points ahead, you might ask? Well, they're showing she's winning. Real clear average, somewhere around 7.5, which is about 5 better than it was prior to the Billy Bush video. Which, if that Billy Bush video is what changes the course of this country, I'm moving. I'm out of here. Because we have sunk to a new low. That's not the I told you so thing. Here it is. What's going to happen is they're going to start coming back together again. Because these polling companies, they are not judged by their poll results in early October. They're not judged by their poll results in late October. They're judged by their poll results the day before the election. The last poll they put out, that's what they're judged on. So they're going to show a nice gap between now and, let's call it, November 1st, when the final polls start trickling in. They're going to show a big gap. That way your early voters go out and they say, I want to vote for the winner. I want to vote for the winner. Don't want to waste my vote. That's the big misconception, right? Wasting my vote with the loser. But when it comes time that we actually have to count ballots, you may see some of these polls crisscross. Now, is there a silent voter? That's the big thing, right? Is there a silent voter out there, that person that won't tell anybody they're voting for Trump, but they're going to do it anyway? Who knows? They might be. They may not be. We don't know. All I can tell you is wherever I go, and I'm on Long Island, a rather liberal place. All I see are Trump signs, Trump bumper stickers, Make America Great Again hats. I see them everywhere. And I'm in New York, guys. I'm in New York. Not exactly a conservative bastion. Once in a while, we get a Republican, and I use that term very loosely, governor. Once in a rare while. The last one was George Pataki. Again, using the term Republican loosely. So they're going to see these things start to tighten up a little bit to what actually might happen. Everyone right now is using an 08 and 2012 model. Everybody. No one is using an 04 model. No one's using even a 2000 model. No one's using it. So they can get those Hillary's numbers nice and high. And I heard them saying last night that Donald Trump has lost the independent edge. I don't know where they're seeing that. Just about every poll shows he still has an edge with independents. And we'll go over a poll a little bit later in today's show, and I'll be able to show you that. But what's going on now? So we have this Project Veritas. This comes out yesterday. James O'Keefe, this is big stuff. Now, James O'Keefe was kicked off of Twitter. He was in Twitter jail or Twitter purgatory, whatever we call it. He was kicked off. He's back. He had to sign some document that says he'll give his first four children to Twitter and three to Facebook and two to Google, whatever it is. And he's back with this video that shows these Democrat operatives saying to an undercover journalist that they incite these violent episodes at Donald Trump's rallies, and they're actually pretty giddy about it. They call it bird dogging. Now, I wouldn't use the term bird dogging in that particular case, but that's what they call it. No one ever accused these people of being very smart. So they get up there in line, and they get in line so that the cameras can ask Donald, see them asking Donald Trump stupid questions to show that he's some big bad guy and everyone's just concerned about all of his problems. And then they bragged about shutting down that Chicago rally. Remember that one a few months ago? They had to shut the whole thing down because of the riots outside? They bragged about that too. We'll finish talking about this, the bird dogging. We'll go over some WikiLeaks stuff and what's going on at the State Department. A little quid pro quo with the FBI, it sounds like. Hang in there, guys.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Tuesday show. And in case you're wondering, in case you listened yesterday and you're concerned, let me assuage your concerns. I had a great National Pasta Day. I did. Me and my Italian heritage, I guess Irish-Italian, but I kind of defer more to the Italian side because the food's better. That's why, for the most part. I had tortellini with a butternut squash sauce. So very good. So I hope you guys had an equally good National Pasta Day. In fact, in my house, it's always National Pasta Day, every single day, just about. Just going back to yesterday, just for a second, we talked a little bit about what could happen if Hillary wins, and could the middle of the country from Texas on up to North Dakota decide, listen, you know what, this ain't for us anymore, and possibly talk about secession or something like that, which, you know, hey, listen, if it happens, it happens. I got a lot of emails about that, and no one telling me I'm crazy. I thought I was nuts for bringing that up. And a lot of people kind of said, hey, listen, I'm there. See, me, I don't know if I could move to the Midwest. I guess I'd have to because they'd round me up around here and throw me into jail or something for speaking out. But I don't know if I could live in North or South Dakota. I mean, I give you guys credit. It's just, it's really flat. I like mountains and stuff like that. I don't know if I could live there, but I guess I'd have to. I'd bite the bullet and I'd come join you. So if that's what happens, that's what happens. Make sure you save me a spot. All right, so let's continue with this Project Veritas. This is really concerning to me, and it should be concerning to a lot of people. And mainstream media didn't really touch it. They kind of dabbled in it, dabbled. Now, I wonder if CNN and Chris Cuomo decided to watch it and then tell you what they saw, because you shouldn't watch it, right? You can't read the WikiLeaks. That's illegal. Bogus. Total bogus. Read them all you want. As long as you're not the one that hacked them, you can read anything you want. It's on the interweb. Have at it, guys. So what's concerning is they go over how people are getting paid. And this is Scott Fovell from the Fovell Group. He says the campaign pays the DNC. The DNC pays the Democracy Partners. Democracy Partners pays the Fovell Group. The Fovell Group goes and executes the blank, I gotta watch what I say here, blank on the ground. Democracy Partners is the tip of the spear on that stuff. And this, of course, referring to all the violence they're inciting, these Donald Trump rallies and these paid protests. And we've seen paid protesters in Ferguson, in Baltimore. We've seen them there. But now we have paid protesters who are political operatives. And I think we all had an idea that this was happening. I think we all had the idea. But now we have proof. And what's even more disturbing is there was a 69-year-old lady at a North Carolina rally who claimed she was assaulted by a Trump supporter. She was a trained person, this Fovell says. She was one of our activists. Isn't that crazy? Nuts. Absolutely nuts. The most concerning thing here, he says, and I got to watch what I say, a lot of naughty words in this thing, but he says, I'm saying we have mentally ill people. We pay to do blank. Make no mistake. Over the last 20 years, I've paid off a few homeless guys to do some crazy stuff. And I've also taken them for dinner, and I've also made sure they had a hotel and a shower or whatever, and I put them in a program. Like, I've done that. But the reality is, a lot of people, especially our union guys, a lot of our union guys, they'll do whatever you want. They're rock and roll. When I need to get something done in Arkansas, the first guy I call is the head of the AFL-CIO. Because he will say, what do you need? And I'll say, I need a guy who will do this and this and this. They find that guy, and that guy will be like, hell yeah, let's do it. That should be concerning, not just for the AFL-CIO, but perhaps for Arkansas, too, and anywhere else that has an AFL-CIO component in their city, town, state, municipality, whatever. Showing you the AFL-CIO is working as an arm of the Democrat Party, not just a big donor, but on-the-ground operatives for the Hillary campaign. And not just wearing T-shirts and taking their 15-minute break every 10 seconds, whatever it is. This is concerning stuff. Now, this James O'Keefe, he has another video. Haven't seen it. It's supposed to be worse than this one. This is stuff Donald Trump is going to have to bring up at the debate tomorrow at UNLV in Nevada. Gonna have to bring this up because mainstream media will not bring it up, but we do know through all the lead up to that first debate, the cameras aren't going to cut away, and the microphones aren't going to cut away. Hopefully he takes a little Afrin beforehand or something, get that sniffle out of there. That's all people could talk about was a sniffle. The guy crisscrosses the country 18 times a day. He's got a sniffle. What's the big deal? But he's got to bring this up. Needs to bring this up, and he needs to bring up this stuff with this pay-to-play with the State Department. This is big news. This is big news. In case you guys didn't hear it or if you heard too much of it, we'll gloss on it here. We'll talk about it very briefly. But apparently this guy, Patrick Kennedy, while working for the State Department as an undersecretary, he was trying to get the FBI to change a classified or a secret marking, secret, on one of the emails. And he said, if you guys do this, maybe we'll free up a few spots in Europe for some of your agents to kind of go and have a nice few years over there. Quid pro quo, and that term is used in the documents released by the FBI yesterday. What I didn't care for about how this sort of starts to unravel was the Republican response. They're saying it was, it's disturbing, it's reckless, this guy shouldn't be in the State Department. This is from Jason Chaffetz and a bunch of other people. They sound more pissed off that Donald Trump had a little locker room banter with some guy from NBC than they do about corruption at the highest level of our government. They're more mad about what Donald Trump has said 11, 12, 30 years ago, whatever it may be. They're more concerned, more mad about that than they are about this. This, again, is criminal. A lot of what they've done has been criminal. Talking with super PACs about board members, criminal. Can't do it. But the Republicans, you know, they're mad about this. Trump wants to see them have a hearing before the election. Never going to happen. They're on recess. They're always on recess. They don't do anything. Always on recess. He says it's one of the great miscarriages of the justice system. Well, there are a couple FBI agents who may disagree with you on that because they're starting to come forward about some other stuff at the FBI they're not real happy about. In fact, they're saying it's falling apart from the inside out. And who are they mad at? They're mad at James Comey. Not happy with him. We'll talk about that when we get back.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
When you really want Italian food, really good Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Why? Well, here's a couple of reasons. Value. You get a lot for your money along with a load of deliciousness. You're not eating corporate food. Columbo's is family owned and faithful to their long-held family recipes. We're talking service that's never falling. You'll never get, "Hi, I'm Jennifer. I'll be your server tonight." Please. Jazz every night. Sizzling steaks. Luscious fish entrees. Yummy Italian specialties. And the world's greatest meatballs. Need I say more? Oh, I will. Value. Deliciousness. Italian family specialties. Friendly service. Columbo's. Yes! That little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's. Mangia.
We're talking about this quid pro quo with the State Department and the FBI, and Donald Trump says it's a miscarriage of justice. He wants to see a hearing. Well, they're not going to do a hearing because they're on vacation. They don't call it vacation. They call it recess. It's vacation. They're on vacation. Not everybody in the, you know, is up for re-election. There's a handful, a few people, but not everybody. Even the ones who aren't up for re-election should come back and work. They don't work ever. They don't do anything. That's extremely disturbing. That's what I would call extremely disturbing. But if they were, let's say they were to come back, have an emergency hearing, all the Democrats are going to say is it's politically motivated and it's before the election, but they're going to try to change the news cycle. The Republicans are the bad guys. Not they're going after corruption and we don't stand for this either, especially within our own party. No, they wouldn't say that. They would just say it's politically motivated and it's all about, yeah, you know what would happen. I don't have to explain it. WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks. They have some more emails here. One of them, this is like, listen, if you're a woman, if you're Hispanic, if you're African American, and you're not severely offended by what you've heard so far with these WikiLeaks about Democrats, if they don't offend you, you're either not paying attention or you're not playing with a full deck because they don't care about you. In fact, they make fun of you in these emails. They even categorize people. They were looking to see putting out some names for possible VP picks for Hillary. And They categorize people by flavor. That's what it says. It says Cheryl, Robbie, Jake, Uma, Jennifer, and I also did the first cut of people to consider for VP. I have organized names in rough food groups. Food groups! I'm not going to read off who's in what group, because that's not what we do here. But there's a Hispanic group, a female group, a black group, a white group. That's how they're doing it. They have no concern for you. It's all about Hillary. It's all about power and money. They do not care. They just want you to go out and vote. They want you to be that mindless voter, easy to control. We've seen those in the emails, too. They want people who are easy to control. And then they pander to an African-American or a female base. Well, who do you think they deem easy to control? If you know their mindset, you can determine their actions. This is disgusting. Disgusting, disgusting stuff. Again, not touched by mainstream media. Not even touched. All right. We got to move quickly here. FBI agents, they're not real happy. They're coming out of the woodwork, not happy with James Comey, and this is all over that investigation with Hillary Clinton's server. They say he keeps saying we when he should say I, because we thought this should go to a grand jury or this should be considered for indictment. Apparently, there's a couple of them that are now retaining lawyers because they're anticipating being subpoenaed and speaking in front of Congress, and I guess they don't plan on following whatever non-disclosure they've signed. They're saying the FBI is falling apart from the inside out. They have a D.C. attorney that's taken up this cause. And he said this is not going to go away. This stuff with Comey is not going to go away. He said people inside the Bureau are furious. They are embarrassed. They feel like they're being led by a hack. But more than that, they think he's a crook. They think he's fundamentally dishonest. They have no confidence in him. The Bureau inside right now is a mess. This is according to their attorney. I believe it. I believe it. You know what? I thought when this all first happened that maybe this was a wink and a nod to the Republicans. I'm going to say all this stuff, give a 14-minute list of what she did wrong, and then say, go run for president. And it was going to be a shoo-in. Doesn't look that way anymore. I'll admit when I'm wrong, and I guess I was wrong there. This looks like it has the Bush's fingerprints all over it. All over it. He was the Deputy Attorney General under George W. And then, of course, Obama appointed him head of the FBI in 2013. This looks like it has Bush's fingerprints all over it. And I had a lot of respect for George W. for a long time, and a lot of people didn't. I did. But they are acting like sore losers. If Jeb can't win, nobody can win. That's the only thing I can think of here. Now, the FBI agents are also saying that, you know, it's hard to respect Comey because he was never an agent. And that's a low blow. That's a low blow. This guy has a ton of experience. A law clerk, the district attorney for the Southern District of New York, Deputy Attorney General. I mean, he has quite a resume, James Comey. Nothing to sneeze at. But when they go for that low blow of you've never worked law enforcement as an officer or an agent, that's a tough one to swallow. That's a tough one to swallow. So we'll see how this all shapes up because it's not looking good. I'm not sure if he's going to resign, but this is all going to happen after the election. Again, we have to look beyond November 8th. We're so concerned with the wedding and not the marriage, right? We have to be concerned about what happens November 9th and going forward because the world's not going to stop turning either way. Either way, as much as Democrats would love to think they control the rotation and oscillation of our planet, they do not. They do not. They want to control the weather. They want to control everything. But this is worth keeping an eye on. James Comey will resign or retire, a disgraced FBI director. And that's sad. And that's a sad thing for somebody who had a lot of respect from a lot of people. Not anymore. All right, when we come back, we'll do a little final roundup. We'll go over a poll. And what's North Korea threatening now? Oh, boy, watch out. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month, we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh-baked, hot, homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive or sun-dried tomato. Sunday is our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flowing in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 714-879-4022.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts, and the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
All right, guys, welcome back to this final segment of the Rhino Report. Catch all your favorite old episodes on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. All over. I'm really bad at time management, if you haven't figured this out yet. I'm just not good at it. I have so much I want to get in. Which is incredible, because there are people out there who do one show a week and they scrounge around for stuff. We do five shows a week and we always run out of time. There's just so much to talk about. We need 2 hours. So someone get that petition going. Rhino for 2 hours. I'll sign it. I wanted to talk about this stuff with Bernie, about how he still may influence the election. Because there's a possibility he may win a state. Now, I don't think I have to tell you which one it might be, but it's possible. There's no polling for write-in candidates. Remember that. And if he wins his home state by write-in, which is allowed in his state, and there's another wild card out there, this McMullen guy in Utah, things could get really, really interesting. And then you get to see what people are made of when it gets down to the House of Representatives, if that happens. We'll talk about that much more tomorrow, I promise. I promise. I'm making a note right now. All right, let's talk about this latest LA Times poll. This is a daily tracking poll. I know Rasmussen today has Clinton up 1, and she was up 2 yesterday and up 4 the day before, so Trump's doing well there. No sense talking about that one, but this one, Trump is now hovering just above his support line. He's at 44.9. His support in his poll is at 44. She is starting to bounce off of her resistance line, of 43. So things are starting to even out. Now, there was a time where Hillary was leading this poll very, very briefly. And there was a time when Donald Trump was up in this poll by 7 or 8 points outside of their big margin of error on this poll. Things are starting to shape up again. And there, you can see when the election cycle goes normally, Donald Trump is the winner. When things are all equal, Donald Trump pulls away every single time. It's when the Clintons interject this garbage that they're just so good at doing because they're surrounded by garbage. They just grab a piece off the pile and they throw it into the mix. That's what they do. They love sticking their twig in the spokes of your bike. Donald Trump is back up with the 18 to 34s in this one. He's tied with the 35 to 64 age range. He's back up again with the 65 and over crowd, doing good with high school or less, up 14 there, up 7 with some college. Again, college graduates, not his strong suit, not doing too well there. He's up 12 in the 35 to 75K income, more than 75K. He's up 5 with the whites. He's up 21. African American, he's back down to 4%. He was up to 16 there. Latino, he's down by a few there. The other group, he's up 21. Whatever other is, he's up 21 points there. Females, slowly recovering. He's down 9 there. He was down like 13 there at one point last week. He's up 12 with men. This is starting to separate again. So a 21-point gender gap. The big problem here is he's down 20 in the perception. He took a big hit in perception. And that's all because of mainstream media influence. There's no other reason for it. The only other good number in this poll besides him being up is more Trump supporters in this poll are planning on voting than Hillary supporters. And we're starting to see a little bit more of that. That silent voice is coming out more and more. All right. So, just in case you weren't aware, latest thing, Kim Jong-un said, he said he's going to nuke us. He might nuke us. He has no qualms nuking us. So, that's our Kim Jong-un stuff for the day. No good. No good. But they have to get in line behind Russia. All right, guys, hope you had a good time today. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please keep it up. Please be safe. Have a great day, everybody. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.